This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is so good to be with you. Thank you for joining us on the GJV experience. The three of us are good friends. We have different ideas on things, and we're happy to share them with you as we present some of the facts, not as we see them, but as we find them. For example, George Bush, the father, hospitalized after experiencing shortness of breath, and now his wife, Barbara Bush, is in the hospital as well, Houston Methodist Hospital. He's supposedly responding to treatment, and so is she. It may be that they had the flu. It would take its toll on him much more so than it would on her. She's a pretty tough customer. He's failing, and that's pretty much the bottom line. I thought it was nice that and I make the boogeyman out of the news media, but there wasn't much suggestion, only that, look at this, George Bush isn't coming to the inaugural. And then the letter that Bush sent shortly after all that stuff hit the street, saying that he really couldn't come because it wasn't a good place for him to go, considering his health.
The weather in Washington. I think people understood that. I think people know that he's been in declining health, and it's harder for him to get around.
You know, it really is hard sometimes to look around and see what we think is true or what we think is the real news. I think the quote of the day today belongs to Denzel Washington, who was asked by reporters after the award ceremony about fake news regarding him, because there were some things, as you heard, the reference to things he may or may not have done in his life. And so he said, he responded to the reporter by saying, if you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're misinformed, which I thought was kind of the way it is. Now, whether we figured out how to overcome that, how to get to the information, I think that's going to be the story of the year. And whether the two of you agree or not, certainly welcome to throw brickbats at me. I really do. I think fake news, telling the truth, getting the facts, being on board with what really is going on is going to be one of the big challenges of the year and one of the big things in terms of practice. You know, I've said this over the years. Rich McFadden, who worked with me on the air for a long, long time, used to say, I didn't let facts get in the way of a good story. And that's true. I have I haven't changed stories, but I've often, you know, just in telling a story about somebody or something that was harmless, I might add a little sum and substance to it to make it a more interesting story, just because it's a story, you know, to be told. I'm not hurting anybody, and I don't think that it wouldn't certainly fit in the category if I was talking about what happened in Italy or what happened in you know, other places of the world where there were problems, the war in the Middle East, some of the things that affect the running of our country. No, that's not where I would put my bias, my silly slant on things. But anyway, I think that what Denzel Washington said is the precursor to lots of discussion. Ladies agree on this front?
Yeah.
Discussion. Then it needs to be had. I mean, I think we need to have the conversation. Okay.
You okay?
I'm just looking at all this stuff, the Secret Service and the payoff for them abusing black Secret Service agents. When the hell are we going to grow up and get it beyond that stuff? Jeepers crow. All right. So, the inauguration. This Hollyweed thing seems to have taken on a life of its own. And I don't really know that I have all the twists and turns on this, Victoria, but I think you have, and I don't go to you for any particular reason other than you're the one who passed this along in the first place. There's the story from the inaugural that supposedly 42 or 4,400 people are going to light up tomorrow all at the same time.
Right.
What are they?
4 minutes and 20 seconds into Trump's speech, they're going to light a joint. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And this will be all over the mall, probably, right? The people that are way out in the mall. And
believe your friend Jim Bohannon yesterday said that it's legal in the District of Columbia as long as you're not on federal property.
Right, but they're all going to be on federal property.
Right, so I'm not really sure how that's going to work, but
But who, what, they're going to send the police out to arrest 40? I mean, that's the whole point.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They're just doing it as an up yours more than anything else.
Which, by the way, what are we getting accomplished by the joint protest?
Zero.
Yeah,
nothing.
Checking it out.
Well, somebody's making money. How much money is this guy?
They want federal legislation, right, to catch up, which is, Jen, you've been saying is necessary.
By the way, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, so I think it's not an anti-Trump thing. It's actually, it's just a pro-weed thing.
Yeah.
Either the states need to stop legalizing it or the federal government needs to start legalizing it because you can't, it's just, it's too hard.
Just get off of it. Well, there's so many contradictions between state law and federal law, and what over happened to the old home room.
And many times that's good and by design, but when it comes to them treating marijuana like heroin and keeping it as like a class A narcotic, it's just a little
nonsense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. So who's this guy, Zach Fernandez, and how is he making money? This
that's
is all
the Hollywood
about,
guy.
Yeah, he's a Hollywood guy.
Don't they call him Jesus Hands? That's his nickname. You probably know him by Jesus Hands.
Right. He turned himself into the LAPD last week. Because of what he did, the sign, Hollywood sign, was changed to read Hollyweed. But
I think
he
caught him on surveillance video.
but he sold a lot of merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
Online.
And it's ugly. He's got these sweatshirts that say Hollywood, Hollyweed, Hollywode. And he's selling these ugly sweatshirts, like the one that was featured in the TMZ article was like a mustard yellow sweatshirt with those three words written on the front. $150 he's selling those sweatshirts for. And people are buying them.
He only had a week to put the shirts together. Give him a break.
They're horrible. I think, I mean, I'm no graphic designer, but I think I might be able to do a little better than mine.
He's made like, what, 70 grand so far?
Yes. Yeah. And this is why, you know, when we did this story, I think we talked about how millennials are spending all their money on coffee. Mm. Coffee and $150 sweatshirts. Like, what? No wonder there's no money.
Yeah, in this situation, I'm much more concerned about the people who are spending that much money on a T-shirt or on a sweatshirt than this guy. Like, good for him for enterprising on stupid people.
This looks like my grandma when she used to iron on. You know those iron-on letters? Like, my grandma would sometimes make us either, like, T-shirts or Christmas stockings with the iron-on letters. It's like iron-on letters on a sweatshirt, and he's selling it for $150.
Man. Now you know, ladies and gentlemen, why I have so much fun and enjoy my time with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. Speaking of time, it's 14 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
A good enough dinner isn't good or enough, so plan for great with Plated. Only at Plated.com can you choose from delicious weekly recipes, plus dessert. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. fun step-by-step recipes will have the whole family chopping and stirring. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated Night. Pretty great, right? Plated Nights will definitely be your greatest nights. For terms and details, go to Plated.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Nice, bud.
Okay.
Did that get on the air?
It sure did. I put it on there just in time.
Okay.
And now everyone knows what we talk about off air.
We were talking about the People's Choice Awards on the red carpet last night, and how Jennifer Lopez looked, and then comparing her butt to the Kardashians' butt, and then said, who is the newest big butt that we...
Well, Jen saw a really good-looking butt on a guy, which
is
very
rare. Yeah, I just
said
it typically never happens, but I rode the elevator yesterday with a man who walked in. I was like, wow, nice job. I could set, like, a cup of coffee back there.
Really?
And which
then
is convenient
felt left out
when you travel.
I have a nice butt.
But the comment has been made by people who are close to me over the years, especially if I wear tighter-fitting jeans or pants, that I should accentuate my nice butt because I have a nice butt. Oh, is that too much information or not?
Under the circumstances? Maybe a little bit. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, just a wee bit.
So I'm looking at some of these people. What's the purpose of the People's Choice Award?
And the people just vote on the awards.
People who? I didn't vote. Did you vote?
You can vote online.
You can?
Yeah.
So anybody can vote. On movies, music, is it all entertainment?
Yeah, everything. Mm-hmm. They have so many categories. Action star, comedy, comedy on cable, comedy on network.
I still can't remember the difference between Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman. Paxton is
well,
the one
neither are relevant, so they've got that in common.
Oh, that's not true.
It is true. When have either one of them done a movie recently?
Oh, well, what's the face of Bill? Well, which one is it? Was in
Pullman
the last
did Independence Day over the summer, which didn't do very well, by the way.
Now, that's a negative. I saw it, thought it was. I didn't want to go see it because Will Smith wasn't in it. And then on a plane, I watched it, and it was actually pretty much what you'd expect to get out of a movie.
I'm pretty sure I've heard. I'm pretty sure I've heard you say that it wasn't that good, but yeah, I'll go with it.
But you see, I'm trying to change my image so that I'm not Captain Curmudgeon because it's beginning to wear on me that Victoria calls me Captain Curmudgeon when I have the least little thing to say that may be construed to be negative.
I'm glad
all
you said to say because that would have been a whole different conversation.
How do you mean?
Never mind. You said, I have the smallest thing, the smallest littlest thing.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Can you please? We're just talking about my butt. All right. If you want to be smarter and more innovative, the news today is that you need to diversify your social group. So I'm going to change the number of people that are on this program. I'm going to bring in different factions. I think I'm going to invite Snoop Dogg to join us.
Oh,
in the morning, for example. Don't you think he would help us?
He's friends with what's her face? Martha
Stewart?
Stewart. Oh, my gosh. Oh, How did I blank on that?
They're doing a cooking
show. They got renewed. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Man, must smell. He's like Willie Nelson, man. Every place he goes, he's talking about smoking a joint. I think he's hard-pressed to find him in a situation where he doesn't smell like he's been around the wacky weed for most of his life. Anyway, but the point is of this study that you need to, if you want to be more interesting and smarter, get a mixed group of people to be your friends. Different races. I don't know. I'm not surprised to see this. Are you?
No.
More well-rounded.
More people should do it, but yeah.
Maybe they want to be dummies, though, Victoria. 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
In the blink of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes of love with no regrets. Let's take our time, say what we want, use what we got before it's all gone. Cause no, I promise tomorrow I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye.
I'm listening to this. I just am listening to this because I've not heard this song before and I quite like it. It's John Legend and this? Who? Who's singing
this? Meghan Trainor.
This is quite a good song.
Boy, look at how Dougie comes to life. All you have to do is just try to take over the show for like 1 minute. And he's like, no, you don't.
Well, I was listening to this because I've not heard this song before.
No,
how long is this song? Is this a new song?
Last year, the beginning of last year, I want to say. It's old. It's almost a year old. Or it is a year old.
But it's nice. I like it.
Yeah, it's a great song.
All right, so focusing on the Grammy Awards, we were just talking about the People's Choice Awards, so now the Grammy Awards are in our focus. The performers will include John Legend, Metallica, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban. 59th Annual Grammy Awards taking place next month. First batch of Grammy performers are regulars on stage and at the podium. Let's see. James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich from Metallica. I just think Metallica is just so out of it. I always thought they were out of it when they were in it. But now,
now they're really out of it.
Now they're really out of it. I'm surprised. Anyway, let's see here. Beyonce leads the Grammy Awards, 9 nominations. And Drake and Rihanna and Kanye West have 8 nominations. What's Kanye West got nominated for being a jackass? What is
his album last year, Life of Pablo?
Oh. So is it, was it good? Do you think that his album was good?
I mean, he's not my cup of tea, so, but people who like him said it was one of his best albums, if not the best ever. Yeah.
Okay. So James Corden is going to host the Grammys on February the 12th at the Staples Center.
That'll be fun.
CBS will have
fun.
All right, let's see what else is going on musically. Musical news here, 26 past the hour. Bob Seger has released a very nice tribute, a neat, touching song focused on his friend Glenn Frey, who died last year. Matter of fact, I think today, if I'm not mistaken, is the one-year anniversary of Glenn Frey dying.
When I think about you, this is not
hit material. It's called the Glenn Song. Seger was interviewed by the Rolling Stone magazine, and he said, quote, there's no chorus per se or title section or anything like that. The idea was just to honor his memory and to talk very specifically about my impression of him in 1966 when we first met. I think Bob Seger, frankly, is one of the most unsung, unheralded rock musicians. He's just, he and the Silver Bullet Band.
I always think of him as country.
He's a pop rocker, but yeah, this I suppose you could put him in country. That's this nice ballad reminiscing about their friendship. You are strong, you are sharp, but you had the deepest heart, some of the lyrical. They grew up in Detroit together, ran in the same circles on the rock scene there in the 60s. Seger's first nationwide hit, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, was back in 1969, and Frey was a singer on it. I remember that was a great song, actually. I don't know if we have it there. Yeah, that's a good song. And they worked closely together, were close through their careers, so it's a nice, it's a fitting thing. Nice to know that they that memory can continue, and then we're reminded again of Glenn Frey's passing. A loss, certainly. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often pets' bad habits are related to their environment. Their nervous so-called hyperactive behavior may in fact be a reaction to the precious intentions of the family members around them. Animals do empathize with humans, and the preoccupied, angry, or hysterical behavior of a beloved owner may actually rub off on the dog or cat. I don't have any panaceas for human emotional ailments, but I can suggest that both pet and owner would benefit from a good exercise program. Chasing a frisbee eliminates the need to chase a tail or chew on a paw. The most anxious or high-strung pets can be calmed by a dip in the ocean or a run around the park. And what appears to be a serious emotional problem may simply be desired to release a lot of pent-up energy. You know, lack of physical fitness in an animal creates a host of difficulties, and these can worsen if not attended properly. So it's real important. Very often when your dog or cat is not behaving properly, it's just a matter of they're not getting enough exercise and enough mental stimulation. Increase it, and the problems may just disappear. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Want your mind to be working, please. That's my preference. As we get ourselves going again for another half hour of conversation, 34 after the hour, the DJV experience. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and you can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. The television report coming up in a few moments, and some sports news from Biff. And Biff, as a matter of fact, there's good news on the value-added front today. I don't know whether it has to do with the Donald Trump or it doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump. I guess some people say it has to do with the Fed and their rate guidance. This is beyond most people anyway, I think. Yeah, I'm interested in giving you a little background here so you know what the real story is and then understanding the implication or the ramifications of the Fed not doing anything. Yesterday, the government bond yields went through the roof. Janet Yellen, who runs the central bank, the Fed, says that they They first thought that they were going to steadily increase the rate in terms of what you pay to borrow money. But because things are as good as they are, I guess they've decided to just hold off a little bit on another rate increase. You look at some of the stocks, excuse me, oil companies yesterday. I'm looking around at some of the news on the Dow Jones website. Some big gainers, a lot of aerospace for I don't know why. And look at this, moneysupermarket.com. Go there and look at how they have done. This is sort of a...
What is moneysupermarket.com?
Moneysupermarket.com. What a great name.
I'd like to go to that supermarket.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Moneysupermarket.com. Far as
or
I know...
Or is there more commonly called Whole Foods?
Yeah. That might be a better way of looking at it, Jennifer. Yeah, that's not what it is, but... You could easily. And by the way, I had conversation. I talk to lots of people as the host of a program like this. I'm very fortunate. People want my ear because they think I actually have some influence on people. And maybe I do to a point. But the fact that Wall Street has done as well as it has and the understanding of what goes on. Remember last week I said the reason there's so much money in the Dow Jones average is going up is because people looking around the world at where to invest don't find any safe haven except here. Even people who don't like us are investing their money here. You wouldn't believe the amount of Russian money that is floating around. We know that the communists, the Chinese, have invested a lot in our country. The Japanese did before, and they all got paid back and yada, yada. But there's also a lot of money coming in. I was talking to a lady the other night from Vietnam. And she's been in this country for 3 years, and I asked her why she came here. Well, she said her family was destroyed in the Vietnam War. Her parents were killed, and she came over here with her uncle. And she got a special grant from the government, as we did with lots of people in the Vietnam War, to go to school. So her schooling, listen to this, because she qualifies under the Vietnam Relief Act, she's going to nursing school. And she figures she'll stay here in this country. She's got a green card or an education card or whatever the equivalent is to it. And our government paid for her education. How much? You look back at the history of all the countries in the last century we destroyed. And then we rebuilt them again and offered them all kinds of ways. The Vietnam War, the people who survived are a pretty good example of it. But I think what happened, I mean, it was something suggested for... Those people live in Iraq. I don't know that as many people from Iraq have come over here to live as Vietnamese people have, but that prompted us to get into a conversation about how many wars we've been in, how many countries we've destroyed, how many countries we've rebuilt, and how good it's been for business. And that's really, in my estimate, you've heard me say this before, that pretty much is why we go to war, because it's good for business. It's not good for anything else. Well, it's good for the military-industrial complex, and then we blow everything up, and then we... Go, you know, get the government lets contracts out to these through the NGOs to these countries, and then they have to hire American contractors to rebuild. So it's great. War is great for business. And I wonder how that influences if somebody's thinking, well, we're going to go to war pretty soon, and that's why the stock market's going up. That was a bit of speculation. I don't think it's true. But it's really just... It feels good to know that our economy is healthy and strong. And it's one of the things, I think Jerry Ford said it after Nixon was impeached. Our country is strong. The Constitution works. And that's pretty much what Obama said yesterday. Don't worry. We're going to be fine. And isn't that the right role for a leader as transfer of power takes place? There's no revolution. You know, they're going to be people throwing stuff probably on the parade route tomorrow because they're, you know, not too clued in. But I do think that we have a security here that is not found anywhere else in the world. Don't you all feel that way?
Yeah,
really?
I do.
It's interesting if you look at other governments and other countries. If you look at from a 30,000-foot view, they would appear to be a lot more stable because power doesn't change over every 4 years. Yeah. So for a country that every 4 years potentially we could have a completely different administration, we are an incredibly stable government. It's insane. It's amazing the way it was designed.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, let's get to the sports news, shall we? Biff and Biff here. I thought it was interesting that the NFL has made it clear to Lady Gaga that she better not say anything during her NFL halftime about Donald Trump.
Ooh, that's fake news. That's fake news.
That's what I was just going to say.
Fake news alert.
It's false. Yep. Apparently the NFL didn't say anything like that. It's nonsense.
And I don't believe she's going to be political at all anyway.
She's smart, she won't be.
She normally political, though?
She's, political in the sense of, LGBT rights, yes, but, I mean, I don't think she's going to make the Super Bowl halftime a political statement
at
all.
As long as I don't have to see any Black Panther stuff like Beyonce did last year, I'll be pretty excited.
Mm. All right, let's move on to Aaron Rodgers and his family drama. Who's got this covered? Is this Biff Horn or is this Biff Keelan?
I'm sure both of us are well aware of all this drama, right, Jen?
Yeah, why don't you go for it? Because I know this started with, really the revelation seemed to happen on The Bachelor, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. This is a total soap opera, Doug. This absolutely is. And this has been going on for a year at least, right? Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, and I only say that for Doug's benefit in case he doesn't know.
Thank you. Very considerate.
Very
of you.
Smart.
Appreciate that. Yes, thank you.
His younger brother, Jordan Rodgers, appeared as one of the contestants on The Bachelorette. He ended up winning the show and is now engaged to a girl named JoJo Fletcher. And they're planning their wedding and hoping that the whole family will be there. But apparently Aaron and his brother and father are in some sort of rift. No one really knows what started it, but his dad gave an interview with the New York Times over the weekend talking about the family drama, which I think only made it worse. So now everyone's wondering, with all this drama spinning around Aaron Rodgers as he heads into the final game before the Super Bowl, what's going to happen? Is his head not in the game? And one of his former teammates came out yesterday and said that he's totally in the zone and Aaron Rodgers is very good at compartmentalizing family drama and keeping it off the field.
Yeah,
he's
facing
Atlanta. That's tough. It's a tough game.
As the one person who watches The Bachelor and Bachelorette, I gotta say good for him for keeping his head in the game, because watching that show when he was on, I mean, they went to visit his Jordan Rodgers' hometown and his family set out two extra seats at the table, one for Aaron Rodgers and one for his girlfriend, so that everyone would know that they weren't there. So I'm pretty sure his family is the one, especially with this interview, the one creating all of the drama. Yeah.
Yep.
What about, now, isn't it a lot to do with, because his girlfriend's Olivia Munn, isn't there something about, isn't she involved with it?
I don't really know how this started. I mean, the dad said, fame can change people. Well, I mean, that maybe he's not, maybe the dad just wants a handout.
Didn't change my life.
Right.
And that's a testament to your upbringing,
yes,
sir.
Yeah, it certainly is. Right.
I don't know what Olivia Munn's involvement is in this. I mean, I've interviewed her. She's very cool, very laid back, no ego, no Hollywood stuff about her. So, and I think that's probably why they are still together. But I don't know what her involvement could be unless the dad wants red carpet tickets and they don't give it to him. That's kind of what it feels like.
CBS, the fellow who runs CBS Enterprises, Les Moonves, has been asked which of the two teams are the best for the Super Bowl.
Right, for ratings purposes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. What would be the best teams? I would have thought the anything with the New England Patriots would be good, and then some other big city. Am I right?
Well, he said, according to Les, so right now, just to recap, do you even know, Dougie? Can we play the game? Do you know the four teams involved in the matchup this weekend, the playoffs?
Well, there was the Steelers last weekend. I remember that.
Right.
So it's Green Bay, right? Those are the two I know.
Green Bay's playing Atlanta. I just gave you that one earlier. I snuck you a clue. Green Bay is playing Atlanta, and the Patriots are playing the Steelers, right? So Les Moonves said, which one would be the best for TV ratings? He said it would be a tough call because Green Bay, of course, has Aaron Rodgers, who right now is pretty red hot. Atlanta has the best offense in the league. New England has Tom Brady, hello. And the Steelers are always strong and important game. He said from a rating standpoint, Green Bay against New England would most likely deliver the highest ratings. And he's probably right, because social media has been saying for a while that a matchup of Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady would make for a really cool, intense game. So there you go. Les is rooting for that matchup.
All right. So that's the television score there. As a matter of fact, more television news coming right up here, 45 after the hour with DJV.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Let's get to the TV report. So Will and Grace officially seems to be coming back to television. Who's been a fan of Will and Grace? Both
right of, here. Love it. Love it.
You
love
like it.
It? Yeah. So funny.
So why, they're doing 10 episodes. They usually do 13 when they do a limited engagement. Why only 10? And why now? Is this somebody just said, okay, let's bring it back? Or some of the same stars? What's the story behind the story here?
Revivals are huge. I mean, that's where a lot of, I mean, there's no, I don't know if people are just out of ideas or if creativity has run dry, but it seems like it's just easier to reboot shows. This one, the cast was all ready to come back. It'll be cute. I understand why they're only doing 10 episodes, probably just enough to whet the appetite. And see how this works, because if I am sure if it's a ratings hit, then NBC will try to do this with some of their other big shows.
With
as
the
well.
Same people that were on it before?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Why did it go away? The ratings were bad.
I always wondered
that. Worse. I mean, wasn't it on for like 9 years, something like that?
Yeah. It was a very popular show.
8 or 9
I know
years.
That. Is it time because the LGBT stuff is more in the news? Is it more applicable now because of all the discussion about gay rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Yes, no?
It might be, but I don't even know. I think you have, what's her name? The lead, Deborah Messing, who is really tied into NBC. She's had a couple of shows with them, and so.
She's good. I like her.
Yeah, why not use her as a catalyst to bring the cast back together?
Yeah, good.
Well, they did a viral mini reunion, and that's really where this all started. It got 8 million views immediately, and that's a pretty good, if you just see that as a sitcom rating, that's pretty good. So NBC had a lot of good faith going into this, and apparently they're picking up right where they left off, so.
Good. Katie Couric wants to get back on, and I think that if she were to go back to the Today Show, it would be a good move. I don't think, is that being considered? She was on for a week or so to celebrate Matt's 20th year, and it reminded people of how good they were together. She left to do the CBS Evening News. That was a mistake. So what happened?
Yahoo's been a big mistake for her,
too.
They always had the best chemistry, I thought, even with Meredith Vieira and other folks that had come in there.
Yeah.
But now you've got Megyn Kelly, who's competition, because the rumor was swirling maybe that she might sit down with Matt Lauer as well, that they might co-host
Not
the first
Matt
2 hours.
Not if Matt has anything to say about it.
then there's going to be some fighting.
Yeah.
So probably gentler if you bring in Katie Couric.
Yeah. Good together. I hope it actually works. Be nice. All right, Jen, what's on tonight? What's big?
All right, big. The Good Place, which is a great creative show. Kristen Bell stars in that one, along with Ted Danson. Sweet. It's their season finale, a double episode on NBC at 8 o'clock. Also, Anna Faris, who stars in Mom. It's a great TV show on CBS. Her real-life husband, movie star Chris Pratt, will be the guest and her love interest on the show.
How about them apples? 10 before the hour on DJV.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold. Even when wet. You heard that right. Even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Money pit time. Everybody get into the chorus. Ready?
Ready? Victoria.
Money pit!
People have been complaining about my prowess, my singing prowess, Tom. Can you imagine people complaining?
As a matter of fact, Jennifer Horn's father suggested to me, who's one of the biggest fans of the program, that I not sing along with anything anymore, and I have taken offense to that, frankly. I think I have quite a nice voice.
So now you're singing twice as much.
Money pit? Yeah. Yeah. Just for the fun of it. Tom Kreitler is here. From the nationally syndicated home improvement radio program, The Money Pit, author of My Home, My Money Pit, the guide to every home improvement adventure you could possibly imagine. He's in the know and on the go. He's been very busy traveling. Now he's settled down so we can talk some more about your home improvement needs. So we'll get to a couple of questions and a couple of answers coming up here in just a matter of moments.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the have and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Is your drinking water safe? Maybe not.
According to the American Society of Civil Engineers, who recently gave the aging U.S. water infrastructure a grade of D, Polly Undesser is executive director of the Water Quality Association.
Drinking water often takes a long journey after it leaves local treatment facilities, potentially picking up a number of unwanted contaminants along the way before it gets to your home.
To help consumers better understand what's in their water, Pure recently launched KnowYourWater.com. The free interactive site gives Americans a greater understanding about the harmful contaminants that could potentially enter into their local water supply. Pure brand manager Amy Shanahan says using an at-home water filtration system can help consumers protect themselves from lead and other contaminants.
Pure filters are certified to reduce over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, more than any other brand. They're an affordable solution to provide healthier, great-tasting water.
Find out what's in your water at knowyourwater.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the home improvement program called The Money Pit, is here every week with ideas on how to keep up with the maintenance on your home. How many people would you say have automatic garage door openers?
And oh, well, certainly the vast majority of people that have garages have, you know, garage doors on those garages and openers on those garage doors. So,
okay. So what happens this time of year when it rains? Mm-hmm. And it gets cold, and it snows, and then it melts, and then it gets cold, and the garage door freezes.
Yeah, I mean, that happens in some situations. It really depends on how your garage is set up in terms of drainage and whether or not you're collecting water right under that door. The worst part is when you get the rubber door gasket sort of seal, you know, to the floor. And a good way to free that up is with WD-40 because it'll melt it. It's a good de-icer. Yeah. You just don't want to put a lot on it because it's, you know, it's slippery as well, but it's a good de-icer. And the other thing is when it comes to de-icing, you want to make sure that you're choosing a type of salt that's not going to be corrosive. You know, rock salt, sodium chloride is the worst.
Yep.
It really eats away at the concrete surface. Yeah. You end up having to do a lot of repairs.
Sodium
is going to be. Yeah, you know, I think it's calcium chloride or potassium chloride is less corrosive. And what I do is I mix it up in a, like one of those 5-gallon buckets that you pick up at the Home Depot.
Yep.
And I keep a bucket of that, which is about 2/3 sand and about 1/3 salt.
Really?
And mix it up and leave it near the door. And it's interesting now because we had a storm about a week ago here, and now that it's all gone, the only thing that's left is all the sand on my porch.
<You know? laughs> it
gives you quite a bit of grit, you know, when you're trying to deal with the ice. And so I think that's a good way to handle it, kind of stay on top of it.
And these things that people put around, their home to keep from falling. There's been a lot of, you see the video of people slipping and falling with these ice storms the last week or so. What happens if you, almost if you carry some of that with you and put it on the sidewalk because it's so fast acting, it melts almost immediately and makes it safe.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, what happens is, you know, the snow falls, you clear it, and then it melts a little bit, and it runs onto the sidewalk.
Right.
And so by keeping that, and the salt goes away, but the sand does stay behind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really an essential thing. And you just can pick up the playground sand, you know, it's right at the home centers.
Yeah.
It's clean sand, and it's easy to sweep up after the fact.
All right, make no mistake about it. He's the man that has the info. It's Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. Check out moneypit.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.